Okay, we are at Tesva in class Samakvav at Ice Tesvav. Yeah. Okay, the.
Did we finish
your talent? Did we finish your talent? Yeah, I think I finished it. Yeah.
I think we finished.
Yeah. Okay, we go on from Bishalakum. We went on to the simon which follows, which discusses drinking alcoholic beverages with Gayim. Sivtes Vav is a related halacha. Kolelo amashkin v'chein chaymet shal shechar, any types of alcoholic beverage, including vinegar, asa liknais mehem, im demeyem yikarim midmeyayin. This is a hechsher shaila. When you could trust a guy who tells you that what he's giving you is plain beer or plain vinegar, and when do you have to be afraid that there's wine mixed in? So the rule of thumb is, if there has to be an incentive for the wine to be put in. If the wine either is cheaper than the vinegar or the alternative, or if it gives it a better taste, then we're afraid he mixed in too much wine, more than a sixth, that would make it treif. So this is the general idea that things need a hechsher. You can't trust a guy for what he says, but it's still a chiddush that if he has no incentive, you don't have to be chayshish, even though it can happen that he happens to have extra wine, he dumped it in. But there has to be an incentive. There's no incentive, then we're not chayshish that the guy switched something for treif. Now, unfortunately, kosher is usually more expensive than treif, and there is an incentive for switching it, for putting in treif.
I understand, but so that's talking about wine. But otherwise, there's no problem with stam yayin from him.
No, stam. We're talking about somebody who's buying chaymitz or beer. And the question is, do we have to be afraid he put in wine? You put in the wine, right? So that's now today. Products are just so complex that it's virtually impossible to know. And the liquor list they put out, they try their best. The old liquor list said that all rum is kosher, and then they discovered that they color the non-clear rums with the husks of the grapes, the liquid that comes out of grape husks. So they discovered that it's treif, and so now they'll just say the clear rum, the rum that has no coloring is kosher. So today it's just so complex, it's hard to know. Coloring is not a sixth.
Maybe
right. What?
The husk itself, is that really for time? It's more for coloring.
Well, it's not the husk, it's what they get out. Yeah, but the question is, if it's less than a sixth.
It's less than a sixth.
Okay, so it's less than a sixth, the question of Eim Avan L'Nesilchat Chila. Which what? Which a guy's allowed to do. So the question is, if he, L'Misha Nasa Bishvilai, there's a knas. If a guy makes it to sell, there's a knas. So Ramosha has a very beautiful chap about the scotch, that as long as most of the whiskey is bought by Jews, or there's a knas. If a guy mixes treifus into a kosher product to sell to a Jew, so you're not allowed to buy it. Even though he's mevatel it, but you're not supposed to be mevatel iser. So Ramosha was asked about the whatever type of scotch that has the wine, the barrels, the wine that God mixes in. So a sixth is not usser. But if he deliberately does it to sell to a yid, then it is usser. So Ramosha says, when the guy you make it, they make it to sell to their customer base. The customer base is not Roiv Yidden. Jews are, even though we think Jews like to drink, compared to, you know, the Irish and the Polish, and a lot of them were small drinkers. So let's say Jews are 5%. So 10%. So 10% of the schnapps is going to be Aser, 90% is Mutter. Now, which one did you buy? So Ramesha says, by Drabanan, we say Breira, we say that you got the good one. We say Breira Lakula. In other words, you got from the 90%, not from the 10%. It's sort of a little illogical, but.
Even the 10%, because they're not doing it for the Jews.
They are. They're doing it. They're doing 10% for the Jew and 90. They're doing it for their customer base, whatever it is. So whatever percentage is Jews, 5%, you know, whatever it is, they make as much as they expect to sell, a little more maybe, but it's based on what they sell. They don't make double what they sell. Anyway, that's what Ramosha says. Ramosha says this is the Rabbanon, so it's mutter. Now, v'dafka g'shamechri b'chanos. This is all talking about it sold commercially. Avalim royish ha-metziyim ha-chavis mutter. If you see it coming straight out of the barrels, it's permitted. When things are aging, when you age beer or whatever it is, or other alcoholic beverages, you don't mix things in when it's aging. That would ruin it. So if you see it coming out from where it's made, then that's permitted. So generally, wine, treifus is bottled more than 60, because it's in the Sinas Tam. But things that are not be'etzem treif, they're only treif because of the chashivas of wine. So wine, when wine is less than a sixth, like if you mix wine into water, less than a sixth, certainly you make shahakal on the mixture. So the chashivas of the wine is bottled. In water, it's certainly bottled. In Sharmashkin, so that's where Ramosha holds that it's bottled. It's something of an issue. He's saying also that in Sharmashkin, that it's bottled. In places where wine is common, you have to inquire whether they put in the sediment of the wine. And he's saying you inquire. It seems to be something that you're allowed to trust them. I'll explain in a minute. If the derech is to put in the sediment of non-Jewish wine, you're not allowed to buy it because it's made for taste, for a bottle. Leipzig is a city. Ugerkis is a knish of some sort. Ugerkis. No? So, b'shar mekaymes, shenichboshim b'yayin, that they soak them in wine. And same thing with mustard, which is made with wine vinegar. You have to check if it has wine. There's some pickled fish. Sardines. And they're soaked in chaymetz yayin v'asurin. So this is basically a kashrus alert type of sif. Everything, of course, depends on the place where it's at. The question is how they would be mevarer it. The halachi is by nisid rabbanon, a guy is believed masiach lefitumai. A guy in talking is believed to save. You tell him, "Is this kosher?" And he says, "Oh yes, kosher." That's not masiach lefitumai. Masiach lefitumai is shmuzing. You shmuz about it. And he mentions how's it made, and but they're shmuzing masiach lefitumai. Then the guy is believed by nisid rabbanon. By nisid rabbanon, he's still not believed, but by nisid rabbanon he's believed.
But today, if, like where you can inquire anonymously, you don't have to have a chash that he's lying to you. I mean, chances are he's going to tell you the truth. Like
if he doesn't know, unless you know, he knows that there's a.
No, but I'm saying if I call up. Or I go online to see how it's done. You know, I don't.
So Ramesha writes that just from a phone call alone, they're not careful. But if they put it to paper, I assume online would be the same. That there's an emanus. He doesn't like giving hechsherim that way. But as far as once you have something, checking into it, he says they put it to paper. Usually they're careful what they write down. Okay. Zayin refers you to something else. Yitches. The varim shetzarch la'ar ben yain. Aval eina yedeya bevadei shiruvu bay. Elam istama. If it's something that it's normal to mix in wine, but you don't know if it happened. V'yadua sha'akam echad hu bi'ir she'inim ar b'yayin. You know, there's one Jewish store that doesn't make it with wine. Mutalikach makulam. Afilam etech b'teyim. The kol echad ve'echad she'anem v'kech b'imenu. Ani yayim ezehu shalai iriv. If you have one vadai that doesn't mix it in, and everyone else is a suffik, you could be telling him. Vafilu roiv darkon la'arev. Even if roiv do mix it in, kimichein yedua bavadai she'irvu, arminu she'echo she'enem arev matzal al kula. Okay, this is being taila only by Darbanon. By Darbanon, if you know that it comes kosher and not kosher, you can be Taylor on that's kosher. Avon Yedua Shemikta Sakum Vade Marvin, Sazan Vade Marvin, Rakshani Yedua Mihu as Lina Basarai. If you know statistically that some people mix in treif and some don't, then you go Basarai.
Treif
or Yainessa? The treif Durabanan, yeah. Right. Yainessa, right.
Because regular treif would be awesome.
Regular tray, for why shouldn't you go basarai? It could be yasser. It depends. If it's double chashiv, will be yasser. This is something like glycerin. Glycerin, we know that the glycerin is roughly 50-50. The glycerin in America is 50% vegetable and 50% animal. And if you don't know, a glycerin has to be shav derais of nevela. So, what he's saying, is it clear? He's talking about yain. He's talking about a drabanan, is that you can rely on rive by itself. If you can't be mavar, it happens to be there are some companies that, as a matter of policy, don't use animal products.
More and more companies.
So I'm not sure if they do it because of Jews or because of the animal rights people, or the Muslims. Okay. So those Colgate Palmolive, I think, writes that they don't use animal products. So when you say glycerin is 50-50, once you take away the portion that use advertise that they use non-animal. So you take everybody else, then it's going to be mostly animal derivatives. It's fascinating. You can't send it to a lab and then find the difference. There's no chemical difference between the ones that come from vegetables or animals. So we have our old rule. That if you go into the store and buy it in a place where it was nicker, where it was known, it's aser. But if somebody's selling it in the market, so they go into a store, which is kavua. Kavua means it's nicker b'makayimah. In the place where it is, it's known. So then, it's aser, you have to be mevar. But if they're selling it in the marketplace, it's muta. V'chein adim b'chol isa d'rabbanan. This is only about the rabbanan, so he says the fairish.
The Rav said about great products
you have to be very careful.
Yeah,
but this is when some mix in wine and some don't mix in wine. But the truth is, if you have a great product, you don't know if it's artificial or natural, you may be right, technically. Except that it's Efshel Levar, that's the problem. Some don't. Trick cereal goes back and forth. My kids were little, I don't know today, I'm not in the tricks business anymore, I have no little kids at home. They have an OU, but they very often have real grape juice, and it's not Kadam. You know, it's using the coolers of grape juice it's water, but it's not Lechatchila. You know, there are, I related this with my grandson. But the candy, I think I related this it's hard, it's very hard to go
tricks,
in and give a half.
Tricks, let's say tricks. It's both the Bashishim, probably.
No. The grape one is a grape, it tastes grape.
But I'm talking about the whole cereal.
You can see the grape, you see the yellow, you see the purple one. My bottle, it's not a bottle if you could recognize it.
I don't like it anyway, so don't think.
Oh, sure, okay. The hotel, you don't have, no kosher Pesach, no kosher Pesach tricks, right? Yeah, okay. Right. Tricks are for kids.
It's not done at all.
The point they made is that sometimes you have purple and you don't know if it's artificial or now even if it's, even the purple flavoring without chayshir is a deraisa. There's no issa derais in chutz laaretz unless it comes from an animal. If you know for some, something's not an animal derivative, there's no issa derais. The only issa could be a grape. If there's no grape and no animal derivative, there's kosher. Only in Eretz Yisrael, you have trumas and maisus, you have bigger problems. There's no treifus if it doesn't come from animals. So, if you're gonna go out and get grape and you can't tell if it's artificial or natural, technically it should be mutter. Technically, because if it's efshel levar, you have to be levar. But
so there's no such thing as batel b'shishim if you can actually pick out the questionable.
Right, because the logic of batel b'shishim is that you don't taste it because it's mixed. So when it's in a teruvis, there's no batel. Yotese haklal kol dove shederech oisim mokim losis usecha yayin. Anything, it's the derech. we can argue what derech means, but they put in real grape flavoring, real wine. Also liknos mehenya, I buy from a guy. We said this earlier. If putting in wine is more expensive and it doesn't make it taste better, then you could rely that and put in wine. It's not there to put in wine, then you don't have to be chayshish for the wine. All right. It seems that in Hechsherim, the wine was the big challenge. Chaf harashba hayinizim karkaim. Karkaim is, it's a spice. Was it saffron? The saffron karkaim, you remember? What? Kurkum is what in English? Saffron?
No.
Is that saffron?
No, it's different.
It's a different spice? Oh well. Okay. So, whatever it is, it's an arashba, what?
It's an anti-inflammatory, you find it in turmeric and mustard.
What? Oh, curcumin is an English name.
Yeah.
Oh, curcumin, I didn't know that.
You find it in mustard and turmeric.
Yeah, okay. In their country, they put harbe, a lot of wine. They put in meat. All right. So basically, it's hard to take anything from this because they don't make it necessarily the way he describes it today. But the idea basically is to be smart enough, to be informed enough to know which products you have to watch out more, which products you have to watch out less. Not all products are exactly the same when it comes to Techsherim. Oh, it is a saffron. Oh, you just googled it. Okay. So I remember karkum, we always said saffron. So curcumin is a derivative of saffron. Okay. It's cheaper than saffron. Okay. Maybe it's the junky part of the saffron.
Golden spice from
Indian saffron. Okay. I don't know what saffron is. I just remember we used to say saffron. For Zangavel we said ginger, and for Karkum we said saffron. And that gives to the Yankees.